Zion will fall soon, then there's some difficulty in that thought process. Because the church was brought forth that Zion might be established. The angels, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, have been waiting for people. And so we are lacking many things. And we thought and we preached that Zion is coming, coming quickly, and yet we're not where we need to be. We are lacking the orders and quorums of the church. How many ministries are missing? The presiding bishopric. What is and how effective have we been in keeping the financial law? We are finding in the ministries that the work that we're doing in foreign lands is limited because of resources, and each one of the missionary groups is struggling. And we would understand that to be the case. But these are not the only things. In missing the structure of the church, we have those who have wondered, well, do we need the church? And that's being asked by all people in all age groups. Because we've become so sorrowful. And you remember the scripture I read last night, one of the attributes of falling asleep is they fell asleep with sorrow. That's a spiritual understanding. Because when we are sorrowful and our spirits are down, then our ministry goes to sleep. And I was going to cover that last night, but I didn't because I didn't feel it was right, and now I feel it's right, and I am more than willing to stand for you and speak in the name of the Lord. So what else is missing? When we formed the restoration, in large part from 1984 on to this time, now 40 years, which was the time that rings the bell in terms of the children of Israel, we have placed in our branches bylaws. Those are not scriptural in terms of authority, not that they're not good or have some benefit. But we have continued to protect where we are, and sometimes thought that which we have done is equal to a scripture, and it's not. Because we can modify bylaws, we can remove bylaws, and not feel, but we're not going to suggest that as far as scripture. The Lord made it known to me one time, just in these last couple months, that because of what we have done in trying to protect ourselves from what happened before 1984, and I was in the midst of that as a member of the 70, I was ordained in 70 in 1982, and you can see what choice that I made. I was serving as district president, and you can see what choice that I made. And I am more than willing to have given that up in order to be with you men and the women of the church. But in what we have done, we have capped the ministry of our priesthood. We have set a level so that those ministries that are missing in the church, in large part, are not able to be functioning in the church. And in that, we need to review. But I'm going to tell you, so that any of you are getting concerned about where this is leading to, is that you'll see what I'm going to say. And in the caps that have been placed in the ministry of the priesthood, it affects the priesthood of our young men who have been gifted from birth. Like Jeremiah was gifted while he was in the womb to be a prophet. We have capped that, those things. We have capped those who are called to other offices in the existing priesthood. That just like Caleb and Joshua were not left out, and we have capped the calls in other lands so that in places, in large places of the world, receiving patriarchal ministry would be very difficult. And so I was shown those things, and then just recently I came across a prophetic message through Arthur Open. And I have studied Arthur Open. I have met Arthur Open. I have talked to Arthur Open. Arthur Oakman has spoken to me, but that's not where I'm going with this. Here's what he said, speaking of the church. And Arthur Oakman died in 1975, so that we're talking about what, a few years ago. So think of these words that way. Exposing the young and unborn generations to living lives of sin. This condition is created and enlarged by a decaying world, and speaking in the 1970s, and a decaying church. Arthur Oakman prophetically was speaking about a decaying church long before 1984. So, when I came across that message, it struck me. Do we not love our children and our grandchildren and the future generations, the children of the world? And because of our condition, what it says here in this prophetic message of Brother Oakman, is that we expose the young and the unborn to living lives of sin. I cannot stand by. If the prophetic message has been uttered, that we must rise up and not allow just our children and our grandchildren and future generations, and allow them to, in their lives, be subject to the degradation of sin, when there's something that we have been called to do about that and assisting in that work. And so, brothers, I say this so that the dynamics of our speech will change some, not just here and now, but in the days to come. I do believe that what will start this will be revealed from on high. I'm not suggesting that we as a body go forth and make resolution. I don't. That. But I do say it will come 10. Just 2 years ago, we were commanded to become one. We are called to be a people. And in all generations, the Lord has sought for a people. And so, thank you, Brother Sean, for allowing me to share this. God bless us.